welcome to episode 194 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Ryan De La Rosa, and with me this week is not Javi Rodriguez.
Nope. He's working on stuff.
He's doing stuff. Dylan Rausch.
Yo.
And Gabe Philbin.
Bada boom. Realest guys in the room.
That's us. So
how you doing?
what have you guys been up to? Who wants to go first?
Dylan.
Dolan Rausch.
I've been watching preseason football and regretting every second of it.
I think that no one should watch preseason football. It's
hey,
all
you regretted watching preseason football.
I
regretted watching 4 hours of SummerSlam. So you know
it fits. It's like poetry.
Yeah, we rhyme.
It was 4 hours of SummerSlam like archived videos or a SummerSlam four
SummerSlam
hours.
SummerSlam was 4 hours long.
It's a lot. That's a lot of wrestling.
Fuck SummerSlam. I was gonna say pay per view. Preseason football lets you see such amazing moments, like the vine of the 49ers player running, I think, back from where he caught the ball, like 7 yards. And then getting promptly tackled.
The best way. Like, you're supposed to run backwards first. I think it's a rule.
And I mean, if you're a fan of like Robert Griffin, this is the only time you can watch him. Because the rest of the season, he's fucking hurt.
He's done. He's done already.
Well, he's done already. Yeah.
Exactly. So you missed your chance.
Is Jordy Nelson your favorite player? Too bad.
Too bad.
This is the only time that the Eagles will look like a competent team.
And is it? I don't even know what my quarterback's last name is. Is it Boyer or Hoyer?
It's Hoyer.
Hoyer with an H. All
congratulations, right. You got the cast-offs from fucking Cleveland.
He's the star. He's been named the starter, and the only thing I can hope is that, because like they showed his stats, and he ranks like 30 to 32 of all quarterbacks in like every category. So the only thing I can hope is that the Browns were just that bad, and that maybe Hoyer was just like on a real bad team. Other than that, 6-10.
I don't think you saw my message in our chat, Ryan. I was completely serious when I said the Texans are gonna just limp their way to a 9-7 record, and almost all of that will be because of defensive touchdowns.
Defensive touchdowns, and every now and then letting J.J. Watt throw the ball.
Texans are good at pick sixes, so let's do it.
The thing is, the Texans are bound to be stuck in the same window of mediocrity that the Rockets were for so long, and it was all because they were just good enough to not get a great draft pick. Just good enough for that, but never good enough to win anything.
Welcome to San Diego.
So it's like they just get stuck in this. And like in NFL, there's never big trades. Like everyone builds through the draft. Like there's never like a crazy. Now
Seattle got Jimmy Graham.
Oh, well, that's one. That's not.
That was actually a pretty damn good trade for Seattle. Not,
right.
Not for New Orleans.
But, it's not like the NBA where you see superstars, like, move every year.
Yeah, that's why I think overall the NBA is more interesting.
Well, at the trade deadline, anyway.
Yeah, baseball is more fucking interesting at the trade deadline.
Oh, yeah, you see some crazy trades in baseball. Like, you see people go full yard sale over there.
I bet it's really exciting as an Astros fan for the last couple of years.
Ah, dude, it's been great. Well, shit, we haven't had to do much the past few years. This year was the first time we made a big trade because every year, like the past several years, we've just been like developing players. So now it's paying off finally. And they traded a few prospects this year to grab a couple guys, but yeah, they've done next to nothing for the past 4 or 5 years.
Well, we just lost Gabe for the entirety of the podcast.
Yeah.
For what?
Because we went to baseball territory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, so I just, that was like white, baseball and basketball, that was like white noise to me. Well, I was thinking,
welcome to our video game podcast.
I thought about interjecting, but then I was like, you know, these guys are having their fun. Like, I'll give them their moment. You know, hey. And sure, at one point during this podcast, I'll talk about wrestling.
Well, you guys have talked about every topic because we've been pumping these things out. We gotta talk about something that hasn't been talked about in the other podcast. We gotta talk about something that hasn't been talked about in all the other podcasts.
We gotta talk about my egregious error from last week.
It's your turn, so which was?
Where I'm pretty sure I was high or drunk, and I got Cal Ripken and Nolan Ryan confused.
Oh, yeah, you did do that. He was talking about his son doing something that I thought maybe Dylan just knew something I didn't. I just let it roll.
You don't
on.
Know about those front office trades, man.
I was like, I don't know what he's talking about, but okay.
Is Nolan Ryan the guy that directed the Batman movie?
Yes, it is. He threw 4,000 strikeouts, and each one of them hit the Joker in the forehead.
and then he voiced Nathan Drake.
I think, isn't that how this goes?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, for video games. Oh god, did I play any video games? I did Tactics Ogre. And a little bit of War of the Lions. I was all on the strategy RPG thing because I was up at my parents' house and all I have there is my Vita. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll play these. Man. Those things are great.
The Vita? I know.
The
Vita's
amazing. Great if you want to play PS1 games on the go.
If
you want to play
Vita
solid. Games, you better look someplace else. They don't exist.
It's so dumb. You can't download Metal Gear Solid onto your Vita, but you can transfer it from PS3.
Yeah, I never understood that. There's a bunch of games. Like Persona 3 Portable, I believe I did that way.
That's how it like was originally for a lot of games, and like they added them in.
Yeah, because...
I guess they didn't add it for every...
Is Persona 3 available now on the Vita store?
Vita? Yeah.
Okay, well, I swore I transferred it from my PS3.
Well, you can download, like, PSP games. It's PS1 games.
Well, some PSP games you have to do through the PS3 as well, which is...
Man, two sirens in under 8 minutes.
So...
That's like a record.
Yeah, it must be dangerous out there.
Danger!
yeah, it's Sony's download thing is fucking weird. And honestly, they should have fucking fixed it after all that talk about the PS4's online experience or whatever.
The PS4's interface is garbage.
Yeah. You think?
Xbox One's isn't good either.
I still think the Blades is the highlight of all.
You still have that fucking Xbox 360 with the Blades.
Yeah, I'm never hooking it up to the internet.
Anything else, Dylan? What is going on with you?
Beyond as a person.
As a person.
Like, talk to me about you.
Oh. Well, I didn't do much. I worked on my car a lot this weekend.
You were really, really passionate about mouth noises right before we started.
Yeah.
Is he ever not?
That's true.
Passionate about the eradication of mouth noises.
Right. Yeah, I don't like them. If I hear them, I want to punch you in the fucking nose.
Specifically Harris Foster, it sounded like. I don't know why Harris got singled out, but he did.
He will not punch you in the nose if you make mouth noises. He'll punch Harris in the nose if you make mouth noises.
Harris
threatened
me at PAX. He's like, I'm going to slap you.
And are you like, threatening me?
And I'm like, I'm going to hit you in the nose. I bet I can hit it harder.
On a size comparison chart between you and Harris, there is a pretty noticeable difference.
Maybe it'd be like that match at WrestleMania where Floyd Mayweather fought Big Show.
What?
Yeah, that happened.
That was a... Did Floyd Mayweather win?
Yeah. He wrapped a chain around his hand and punched Big Show in the face.
That doesn't sound entertaining at all.
It wasn't.
But was that this year?
No, this is like fucking 8 years ago, maybe more.
So is it was Big Show a dude?
Big Show is a guy, yeah.
Big Show's like the giant cartoon.
He's 7 foot, 400 pounds.
Yeah,
they change it all the time. They say he's 400 pounds.
He's the giant part two.
Yeah,
Andre like, the giant.
His shtick when he got into the WWE or F whatever was that he was basically Andre the Giant, except not Andre the Giant. He wore the same fucking outfit and everything.
His special move for a while was getting you on the ground really tired and then walking on top of you. Big Show is not great.
Fat man fights in wrestling are always the best.
And by best, he means worst.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Jesus Christ, another siren. Oh my god.
Yeah, I worked on my car a lot. I did some repairs. I fixed my windshield, replaced it.
Oh, that was a bad one.
That is loud.
Oh, jeez.
I can hear that through my mic.
It's passing. They're going by. Continue.
Replaced, no, actually, I haven't replaced that yet. I need to. The switch on my automatic windows stopped working. Literally 2 hours after I had my car put through safety and emissions. I was like, all right. We did it, boys.
Nice.
But yeah, that's about it.
Nice.
Ryan.
Nice. I guess I'll talk.
How much you been working this week?
It's calmed down a little, finally.
That's good.
I had a full weekend to myself. That was neat. Where I didn't have to go to work. So, I played...
You put on some Skinemax and relaxed.
Well, I'll talk about what... Well, okay,
I'll get into that later.
Yeah. No. I guess I'll talk about what video games first, and then I'll go to other shit. I played a lot of Super Mega Baseball yesterday. It is a weird name, but now that I've actually sat down and played a lot more of it versus last week when I just kind of like run through a quick... training game. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I dig the mechanic. Like I like that it's kind of got serious mechanics, but it's wrapped in like a fun, ridiculous like wrapper. So everything looks goofy. Everyone has giant heads. All the names are fake. You know, I have a team. Like the team I've been using is called the Beewolves. And their mascot looks like a bee with really sharp teeth and a dog face. And I like there's a team called the Sirloins, and all their players are food puns and just dumb shit like that. But like that's just the wrapping for what is actually a pretty legit baseball style or like baseball sim. So that like every pitcher has like different pitches you can select, and it'll kind of give you the break that you can expect from each pitch. And when you throw it, like right as you throw it, it'll basically have you can target. You have a little target, and it shows your break and what direction the ball should break when you throw it. And then when you throw it, you'll have the circle right where you were targeting. And then a little reticle pops up and kind of like moves, almost like simulating like the unpredictability of like, you know, how well your pitcher's controlling it. And as that's going, you have to use the thumbstick to like try and center that reticle. And it becomes harder as the pitcher becomes more and more tired. So as the game goes on, it becomes more and more difficult to like keep that reticle where you want it. And it, I don't know, it feels pretty authentic. Like, there were times, like, last night when I was playing where I'm trying to pitch a fastball to a guy who's a power hitter, and I'm trying to keep it low in the strike zone to get him to maybe try and chase one or keep him from, you know, cranking it out of the park. And as the reticle starts coming in, my finger slipped, and it kind of got left high up in the strike zone, and he just fucking ripped it. Went yard on me, and I don't know, that just feels baseball-like. Like I fucked up, like a pitcher would fuck up by leaving it up in the strike zone, and a power hitter made me pay.
Bodied.
Yeah, like hardcore bodied. So just cool shit like that. And then from the batting side, it kind of auto-aims a little bit for you as the pitch is coming in. You can adjust it as it goes, but it's really just getting the timing down and trying to figure out the speed of the pitch as it's coming. Because you never know if he's coming with a fastball or a changeup. If he's gonna, you know, if it's gonna be 90 miles an hour, if it's gonna be 60 miles an hour. So just kind of getting that down. And I think like it has a difficulty, like a difficulty setting called Ego. And so the higher you set that, the more difficult the game becomes. And I haven't really played with it. I'm gonna have to adjust it because I started doing a season, and so far I've won 14-4 and 16-6, I believe. Just won both games by 10. Once I kind of got the controls down, it became much easier to just kind of blow out the other team. But I haven't adjusted it at all difficulty-wise, so I'm probably going to crank that up a little bit and try and even it out some. Because I know that I'm not anywhere near the highest setting for difficulty. No, it's a really fun game. I've had a really good time with it so far. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, there's little things like power ups and stuff you can get for your players. I'm still kind of figuring that system out. It is like control wise. It's been a while since I've played a baseball game, and I always remembered the controls being kind of complex, mostly because you have like three or four different sets. There's pitching controls. There's batting controls. There's fielding controls. There's controlling base runners, like when you get a hit, like controlling, you know, two or three different guys. You have multiple people on base. I definitely ran into some issues with that last night, just not remembering to select the right base runner or something along those lines. But they do try to make it easy by making like throw it to this base, run to this base, like everything corresponds to a button in that same position. So you use the four face buttons as if they were bases. So that's kind of convenient. But yeah, having a good time with it.
That's the game you gave me, right?
Yes.
All right. I haven't plugged my Xbox One back in yet, so.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty fun.
I had to like unplug the power cable because I put my hand on it and it was like warm, mm-hmm. even though it's off. So I guess it's just like in a standby mode.
Oh, that's
mode,
right. Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, I don't want it to be hot if it's in standby, so
yeah,
I'll just unplug the back of it. It'll be fine.
Even if you're not like a big baseball guy, which I know you're not, nope. I think the skill of it is probably worth giving it a shot. Like it's a lot of fun, and if you
is
are
it
a baseball
better
fan,
than Rocket League,
well, no, what is though?
Exactly.
Name a thing better than Rocket League. Yep.
No. Wrestling.
Nope. Wrong.
WWF No Mercy on the N64.
Also wrong.
You haven't played that.
I probably have at some point.
No, I don't think so. You'd know. You'd know the greatness that is that game.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I haven't. I haven't played anything else. But I made some more beer over the weekend that went really well.
So that went really well. What's wrong with the stuff that you're bringing to PAX?
Man,
it's an IPA.
No. Yeah, I don't know if it was like a weird combination of hops or what, but like it, or if I just didn't like the late, like is a lot of times, like when you smell an IPA, you know, you can smell the hops off of it. And it's usually whatever hop you used, the flavor of that and the scent of that are kind of what linger on the beer. But this one, I can't really smell too much hoppiness. And when you drink it, it's bitter, but it doesn't really have any particular hop flavor. It's just bitter. Here's some bitter. So it's just weird the way it turned out. Like I said, I have a buddy who's not necessarily an IPA fan. He liked it. He enjoyed drinking it. It's pretty strong. It's like 7.4% or something. It's not bad. It's just not what I was going for. So, but I'm going to bring it anyway. I'll let y'all drink it. I'll, you know, as soon as something that I've got two other things fermenting, if things there turn out better, I will send you bottles. And I think they will. Like I started using this this device called the Grainfather. I did my second brew with it over the weekend. It's really like all the measurements and everything in it are really pretty cool, like spot on. Like everything went exactly as it should have. Now that I properly read the instructions all the way through. I think what I've got fermenting right now is going to turn out really well. Maybe I'll send you guys a few bottles cause it won't be ready in time. But like I said, I'm going to bring this one anyway. We'll see what you guys think. Like I said, it's not like, I don't think it's like gross
or
anything.
I like most beer. I mean, the only beer I think I genuinely don't enjoy is sour.
Yeah.
Sour stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's not like gross or anything. It's just not what I was hoping for. But I think I've already kind of figured out what I need to do next time after looking at some other recipes today. Man, people get crazy with like the dry hopping, like lots and lots of dry hops, like stuff that goes in the fermenter after the brew day. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what other people think. But yeah. Brewing this weekend went well. Had a good time. Cool. Yeah, I don't... Super Mega Baseball is all I really played. So
I had... Let's see, since the last podcast, I don't think I really played much. I mean, I played like a couple games of Dota. Dota's got like the worst fucking player base. Like, people just leave games. Even when we were winning, people left games. I can't report any more people because I've reported too many people for leaving games and they think I'm lying.
No, really, your shit's broken.
Like, no, maybe like get rid of these people. And so that's like been fucking shitty. I haven't won a game of Dota in a long time because of that. Some games I just lose because, you know, you lose them. But a lot of them have just gone awry because people leave, and that sucks. But I had a busy weekend. So Friday, we went to Fozzie's, had a little barbecue, kind of like a post or end of the summer celebration. And we played some Fortune Street again. And Javi's not here, but if he was, I would tell him to go fuck himself because he made Dal and I lose on purpose. He didn't win. He had no reason for us to make us lose. But he did. Dal and I, we had to get to the bank. We had enough money to win the game. We just had to get back to the bank. So we had to do like another round of the board and get to the bank. Javi is at like a fork in the road, so he can pick which direction he goes. He rolls like a 5. One direction, he lands on Devin's space that like makes him pay Devin like 2 grand. And the other space is his own, so he pays nothing and can actually make some money. Devin is like right behind us. He's I think like we were at like 14,000, which was the the threshold to win, and Devin was at like 2,500. Javi lands on this space, or he gets the option to go to Devin's space, and for no reason goes and chooses to land on Devin so we can let Devin win, because Devin is closer to the bank than we are. So for no reason, other than for collusion's sake, made Dal and I lose. And I was fucked up.
No, you and Dal. Fucked up. You and Dal suck. So
We don't, though. Dal, like, I played, like, the first half, and Dal played the second, and Dal, like, this is Dal's second game of Fortune Street, and he fucking ran train. That guy knew his shit.
No, I'm just saying, as people, you suck, so I can
see. We should try to play Fortune Street when you guys are here. Fucking Fortune Street's amazing.
So this is the game that just ripped off Monopoly, is that right?
It's Monopoly with a stock market.
Okay. So ripped off Monopoly, Milton and Bradley are suffering now because of this game.
It sucks that this game fucking bombed.
Oh.
I mean, it's a weird Wii game, so of course it did.
Oh.
And there was online, but all the Wii online servers are, like, shut down now, so sucks. We can't, like, play together. But, yeah, fucking Fortune Street's great. I love Fortune Street. I think that was pretty much all we played on Friday. On Saturday, Javi and I played a bunch of stuff. One of the things we played should be up, I think, tomorrow? And then the next one, the week after. We played one more thing, but we're not going to release that footage because it was really bad. And we're going to re-record something else related to it.
The footage was bad, or the game was bad?
The, like, setup for it was bad. Because I don't know how to play it, and it's pretty complicated. So it just didn't look good. And then Saturday night was NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. And that show was pretty great. Had best match of the year between Bayley and Sasha Banks. Like, clear-cut best match of the year. I don't even want to hear any arguments about that because it was the best match. And then SummerSlam was pretty much a hunk of garbage, which sucked.
For 4 hours.
For 4 hours. Fucking hell. Oh, wrestling can be really bad. Wrestling is mostly bad. That's why it's such a treat when it's good. Part of the reason why it's such a treat when it's good. Four sirens! Four sirens.
Just for you, Gabe. Just for you.
Four sirens. That's got it. I don't think anyone's keeping track of past ones, but I think that's a record. And then, yeah, like, that's pretty much it. Like, I've been, like, kind of booked up with all these podcasts. There was actually a podcast released last week, a momentous occasion. The first podcast in, like, 3.5, 4 years that I was not on was released last week. Javi and Rachel recorded a short little podcast about Destiny. So, like, so happy that happened. Need a break. I'm
fuck
tapping out.
Destiny.
I'm gone forever. This is my last podcast.
Oh, that's not true.
Nope. No one else knows how to post it, so.
I think we could figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dal, Serge, and I were supposed to record a podcast about SummerSlam after SummerSlam. But we were all so fucking tired after it. We were like, we can't do this. We can't fucking do this. So we're behind on podcasts. We need a... If we want to finish by Thursday, we need 2 days this week where we post two. It'll happen. I'll make sure it happens. But, yeah. I'm just getting, like, really frustrated with, not being able to get this latest video out because it was supposed to be out before I went to New York. And that was a month ago. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This thing needs to get done, and it probably won't get done before PAX because I've got a different video to edit, and it sucks.
That was a thing.
It definitely showed up on the mic.
Oh, yeah, we heard
what?
It.
What? No. See, everyone makes fun of my sneeze. Everyone makes fun of my sneeze. No.
Oh.
It's more like an internal combustion within my face. No one ever says shit about Dylan's. And Dylan's is like fucking, like, blowing your nose into a fucking megaphone.
It's like a cannon going off. At Target, you would, like, hear me sneeze from one end of the store to the other.
But, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, games I'm meaning to play, and... I mean, Metal Gear Solid 5 comes out on, Tuesday. Next week, so a week from tomorrow. Just kind of nuts to think about, and really shitty because I need to get this video out about her story, hopefully before that, and I don't think that'll happen. So yeah, sucks shit. Fuck you, Kojima. Delay it a week. You fuck. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been up to.
Don't be a babby.
Now, I'll be a goddamn babby all I want. I'm frustrated.
Babby.
Not with, like, anyone other than me. It sucks.
Babby.
Like, falling off of this, like, any resemblance of a schedule. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
PAX is coming. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. I'm excited to see people and hang out. And
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm sorry I suck so much.
Yeah.
But just think, Ryan. All the wrestling I'm going to show you.
Oh, boy.
Will you watch one match?
I mean, sure.
Okay. I gotta think of a match then. I might do this Bailey Sasha Banks match.
I knew that was gonna be it.
Like, I'm thinking like this one.
Next question was, is it gonna be that girl you're always talking about?
No, the girl I'm always talking about is Becky Lynch.
I've heard Sasha Banks lot.
Sasha Banks is like maybe the best female wrestler. She is the best female wrestler the WWE has ever had. Like full package. Sasha Banks is like amazing, but like Becky Lynch, like as far as like athletic wrestling ability, is better than Sasha Banks. She just doesn't have the persona quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Becky Lynch is my favorite. She's the one that people tell me to shut up about because I talk about her a lot.
I've never heard you talk about wrestling.
You never heard me talk about wrestling?
Not once.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't do that ever. Mm-mm. Oh, nope, not me. Not at all. So yeah, I'll draft up a wrestling match to maybe like a crash course.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This will be good. This will be good.
Uh huh.
We'll I'll at least have fun watching these matches.
Yeah. This will be. Are we gonna do a making friends watch video for that one?
And the fucking thumbnail is just gonna be you Clockwork Orange to watching a wrestling match.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad.
And then as far as like news goes this week, I guess Star Fox has a release date.
Yeah,
11/20. But Dylan, do you think that Star Fox stuff looked good from the E3?
No.
Yeah, like Ryan,
I
want to
see
the
space stuff.
I'm gonna play it.
Well, I know you're gonna play it, but you're like the only one that left E3 that I know that was like, "Fuck yeah, Star Fox."
I like Star Fox.
I know you like Star
Fox. We all like Star Fox, but
I didn't think it looked. I didn't think it looked as bad as everyone.
I've never been a fan of like the extra vehicles and then like this. To me, the stages felt like they were just kind of like an arena.
We'll see how it turns out. Well, let's see the final product before we start passing judgment. I will just go in optimistically.
Well, I'm glad you can do that.
I'm not saying it's going to be great. I'm just saying I'm excited.
You know what looks fucking cool, though?
Persona 5.
Mario Maker. Well, that too, but Super Mario Maker is closer.
I'm actually going to buy that.
Yeah. You can record sound effects. You can't share the sound effects online, so the sound like it.
That's
the,
disappointing because I would upload a bunch of just say wah, wah.
I mean, it's wah, wah, wah. Very obvious why why that is the way it is.
Wah, 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 wah.
Every time you hit a box, it would just say the next note in the sequence of ba 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 ba.
Wah,
just over and over again.
Yeah.
Bah, bah,
I just want like.
Bah.
I just hope a Waluigi noise is a sound effect. As everything in a level I make.
I did Waluigi, sorry.
I said Waluigi.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Waluigi is wah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he goes wah too, but. Waluigi is the deepest character
in
Mario.
When is that tennis game coming out? That's supposed to be at the end of this year.
Hmm.
Supposed to be holiday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I think maybe it was November.
Anything.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything on that since.
I want to say November.
Probably. I mean, I imagine like earlier November, since Star Fox is 20th.
Mm-hmm.
If it is November. Yeah, like other than that, there's not been a whole lot of news fluttering around. Which ain't no thing.
Well, I mean, you know. PAX is coming.
PAX, I mean, PAX yeah. isn't exactly a news hub, though.
No, that's true.
Not really.
It's a place to flood my mailbox.
Jesus, they have been relentless this year.
Has it been worse than usual?
I've got a couple hundred emails.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
yeah, basic. I think it's definitely been worse than usual as far as the number I've been getting.
Five sirens.
But then again,
sometimes it's fine. I've found a few things in there that are cool.
But yeah, there's just some cool
going
stuff.
Through it, trying to sort through it is, oh.
Yeah, the guy that sent me the Super Mega Baseball stuff. It looks like they're gonna have a few cool games there that I want to go check out. So, it's not all like a mess. It's just so much.
Yeah, there's just like a lot, and I don't know. It's just a whole lot to handle because a lot of it is just like general press release stuff.
Yeah,
which doesn't like pertain to us. At yeah. all. Yeah. So, PAX is coming up. If you're there, hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll hang out and stuff.
Hit us up on that.
I think all of us will be there every day. Javi won't be there Monday. He has to work Monday.
The fuck is he thinking? Monday.
He couldn't get Monday off.
What are we really going to PAX? Or are we going to the bar nearest to PAX?
I'm going to do both. I'm going to get fucked up and go to PAX.
that's the interesting part for me is find the bar close to PAX and just fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I like
except
beer.
For GameWorks. Fuck GameWorks.
Don't go to GameWorks. The wings are still cold. The wings come out of the oven cold. Good God. Do you like cold food with your cold beer? Go to GameWorks.
I remember that year I went and I ate nothing but fried pickles. That was a mistake. I ate fried
that is
pickles
a mistake
at
everywhere.
Every restaurant we went to. I got an appetizer of fried pickles. And at the end, I was just like, I'm feeling green, man.
Oh, man.
Fuck pickles.
I love like pickles.
Pickles are fucking
especially
gross.
Fried with the Hooters sauce on it. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like me some fried pickles. But I don't think, eating them at every meal over
no,
a
GameWorks
weekend seems
had,
like a bad idea.
GameWorks had the worst fried pickles
they
I've ever
had. They had the coldest fried pickles.
No, they weren't just, even cold. They were just, like, they were.
They just took a pickle and dunked it in bread
I don't know
crumbs
what they,
and
I don't know what they
you.
Breaded it in. They, and it was just like, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this breading? It's not like what you expect from fried food. It was like they fried the breadcrumbs or whatever it was and then coated it onto the pickles. Like, the pickles, like, juice will help it stick to the pickle.
They just took a piece of bread and wrapped it around the pickle. Here you go. We toasted it a little bit. This says
it was
fried
disgusting.
Pickles.
It was awful. I've never had, and they were all burnt. I don't even know they were
somehow,
fried.
I don't know I how they burned them. There was no heat applied to them.
I literally think it was batter that was like baked and then crushed, and then they just rolled the pickles in them. I ate two, and I was like, nope. Nah.
Sounds about right.
Nah, so how about everybody? We roll into questions.
Check in on the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Oh, they can hear everything.
Oh, prototype. This is a question clearly designed for Javi.
Oh, thank
Did
God.
We mention? Did we mention that Javi is not here?
I bet I can answer it to the best.
Have you made it this far and not realize that
the
Javi
best
is
to
here?
My ability, I will Javar it up.
Is it apparent that Infinity 2.0, Disney Infinity 2.0, was just a stopgap and rushed in order to make 3.0 Star Wars Fan Service Edition better?
Yes.
I think, didn't Javi, or at least, I don't know if he said it on the podcast. But
no, Javi definitely talked about it in just talking to him.
Yeah, like in conversation with Javi, he has definitely said that. From what I've seen of 2.0 and from what they're
it's
talking
shallow.
About 3, I can see that.
I'm sorry. I just saw a headline that said RG3 expected to be healthy enough to get hurt week one.
Yep. That's the Onion, isn't it?
No, it was Sports Pickle.
Oh, yeah, Sports Pickle. Sports Pickle.
Not if Jay Gruden can help it.
I just saw that and couldn't help laughing.
He's going to pull a Tonya Harding on him. Gabe's too young for that.
Yep. Will you guys catch up on Hannibal now that there's only one episode left?
Who needs to catch up on Hannibal? I've seen all the movies.
Apparently the show is really good.
Yeah, I hear the same thing, and I like Mads Mikkelsen.
Like, from what people say about the show, it sounds like I dig it. I'm kind of just, like, waiting for it to be over. I thought it was, honestly, until I read this.
Yeah.
So my excuse actually holds no water.
Well, the final season was all, like, the Red Dragon arc.
I have no idea what that means.
You haven't seen the movies?
I've seen Silence of the Lambs.
Ah. There's the Red Dragon, which is the one with Voldemort.
Mm.
And so it's that picture I sent to you guys earlier today of Gabe sitting in his chair going down the street on fire. No, I'll definitely watch Hannibal. I like Mads Mikkelsen a lot.
Yeah.
His best role is still Valhalla Rising.
How will you make it to 200 by this Friday when you need 7 more episodes to go?
You know what? You let us worry about that.
Yeah, Prototype, don't worry about the logistics of this.
We got
You're
going to
get a double dose a few days. Yeah. We'll get it to you. Mm-hmm. Hand delivered. Right to your door. Don't even need to sign for it.
We might need to get signatures.
Thoughts on the disc-only version of Rock Band 4 being $20 more expensive on the X-Bone?
Wait, what?
I'm not getting Rock Band because those kinds of games suck.
That's your just like your opinion.
It's a
man.
Pretty good opinion, though.
Yeah, pretty solid.
That's what I think.
Why is it $20 more?
I don't know. This article is about it explaining that. I kind of wish I read
that.
That
plastic disc is really expensive. They're putting it on a gold-plated Xbox One disc.
Xbox!
It's because the Xbox One edition requires a legacy game controller adapter.
What?
So it's that, I guess, old controllers, like 360 controllers, for like the guitars and the drums won't work on the One. I can't believe I just put
it. Yeah, you did it! You did it.
You idiot, it's the boner.
I'm just going to edit that out, too.
You did it. You said it. You said it.
Fuck. I can't... Yeah, so I guess that's why. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. But I'm guessing that's the only way they could make it work, at least on time, without having to spend a bunch of money on, like, driver support for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know... I know the Skullgirls devs made a driver for, I think, only for PS4 to make old fight sticks work for PS4. Like, fight sticks for, like, PS3 and stuff work for PS4. So there might just be something with Xbox One drivers that and hardware that just doesn't sit right with the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What play sets would you like to be added to Infinity 3.0? Preferably from a Marvel Spider-Man comic storyline. What's that storyline where he's with the dinosaurs that say they don't want to cure cancer, they want to clone dinosaurs?
So you just want dinosaurs in there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But they talk.
Doctor so you just Doom!
Want talking dinosaurs in there.
Obviously, the answer is Doctor Doom.
I wonder what the logistics of that would be since Marvel doesn't... I want, like,
it's not a movie franchise, so...
Yeah, but, like, the merchandise rights.
Well, he's still in video games and shit. Like, he was in like, the Marvel versus Capcom shit.
I mean, there's no excitement for Fantastic Four after that new movie, so I doubt Doctor Doom is coming anytime soon. But yeah,
I want Latveria as like the place set too.
I'll say, can I get specifically Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin? Like, I want the figure to be Willem Dafoe holding a drink in his bathrobe, and then there's also the mirror that he is talking into on the figure as well. I want that.
And, like, when you take him out of the game, he's like, "Out, am I?"
Exactly. See, like, this is why I should be a game designer. Because of fucking brilliant ideas like this. And then, I don't know if any of you saw it, but I'll get the link for it now. He sent a GIF, and he is asking if anyone can explain it. So, I will link this GIF in not only the Skype call, but also the podcast page, and I'm stalling this out very slowly so I can find the link. And to describe it, that is a wrestler with a sock on his hand, supposedly a snake, being charmed by the great Kali and someone I don't know.
It is racist. That's what it is. That's the word I was looking for. Racist.
That is his arm charm jutsu.
The guy being charmed, his name is Santino Marella, and he his arm gets charmed by these suckers into attacking him. I don't know what year this happened. It's on SmackDown. SmackDown's terrible. Don't watch SmackDown if you're ever gonna watch wrestling. Probably don't even need to watch Raw if you're gonna watch wrestling.
Also, pretty racist.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Great race relation.
We almost have 800 likes on Facebook now.
Well, yeah, now, because you talked about snake charming and stuff.
now it's gonna go through the roof.
This is gonna drop down.
I don't blame them, snakes suck. But it's a snake puppet. It's a snake sock puppet.
Why didn't they charm his dick?
It's a TV PG show, Dylan.
It's E for everyone, all right?
The sock hand puppet is a metaphor, clearly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the last question we got. That's a real stupid wrestling moment. I'll link it in the show notes so everyone can...
Wrestling does have some dumb moments. Remember that voodoo guy?
There's good dumb wrestling... Like, there's
Kurt Angle playing the guitar for Steve Austin, and...
Oh, God.
Jack Horn.
Nowadays, if you're looking for good, dumb wrestling from WWE, the best you're gonna get is the New Day. New Day's fucking incredible. But, yeah. There's a lot of just bad, stupid stuff.
The SmackDown commercial for the SmackDown game back in, like, 1998, that was incredible. That was the right kind of silly.
I mean, SmackDown was good-ish when Paul Heyman wrote it, but he's not writing it anymore. So.
Oh.
I don't know who's writing SmackDown, but they're terrible. Yeah. I don't want to talk about SmackDown anymore. Ryan.
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
Huh? Was that it?
Tell people where to find us.
Is that the last thing?
That's the last thing.
You can find us at GameOverNation.com on the internet. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Do like so many people have done lately and give us a like. You can find us on YouTube, YouTube.com/GameZeroOverNation. And then you can hit us up on Twitter at GameOverNation. You can send us questions, give us topics to talk about. We'll take care of it from there. It's just drop it off, and we pick it up, and then we take it to the podcast zone,
yep.
And we do it.
That's how it works. There's a new video on the YouTube channel today about it's an excerpt from the Metal Gear podcast we all recorded, but in video form. Mm-hmm. Some nice additions. Javi made that. I think he's planning on doing one each day this week for each section of that podcast.
Right.
If you didn't want to listen to us talk about Metal Gear for an hour and 30 minutes, you can watch us talk about it for a little less time.
Right. And I guess we're going to, in theory, do some more videos once we're all out there.
Yeah. That's we'll figure stuff out.
Yeah. So, keep an eye on our PAX coverage. And by coverage, I mean just watch us fucking around in Seattle. So, with that, that is episode 194 of Game Over Nation. And go ahead and strap yourselves in for five more between now and PAX.
Can we take, like, a month-long sabbatical after?
No.
Fucking, I should. You guys can take it from here.
No. You can all suck it. Bye!